summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mikio. Let's focus our conversation this morning. We start off with Japan because the Prime Minister there, Shinzo Abe, he has announced that he will delay a hike in the sales tax. Now, that's lots of responses have come up from this announcement. But what do you think? How do you view this announcement for delaying the sales tax?
Good morning. Well, I think that it's a positive element. Of course, there's been a lot of, I would even say, a loss of confidence, at least on the part of the international investors, about Japan's growth prospects. And of course, internally, a lot of people don't like the tax hike either, especially the consumers. So I think that's a net positive for Japan. We even had, which is rather a positive surprise for me at least, we even had a positive comment from the ratings agency, S&P 500, Standard & Poor's, sorry, which said that this would boost growth, and they were not overly negative about the implications it will have for fiscal sustainability. So I think that was a good move.
But, you know, there are some people who say that this is a clear signal that Abenomics has failed. In fact, some economists are saying that by delaying the sales tax hike, this is a shift back to fiscal stimulus after 3 years in which monetary policy was the main tool of Abenomics.
Well, you know, the fact that a lot of people, if not virtually, you know, if it's not virtually a consensus view as Abenomics as having failed, I think that's, you know, that can't be helped, whether you cut taxes or not. I think the view is out there that Abenomics hasn't worked. Personally, I don't agree at all with that view. And I think the real problem or the real challenge was that Japan did not go ahead with more monetary stimulus. So actually, I don't think, personally, I would prefer for them to do more on the monetary side than to postpone the tax increase, because I don't think that's as important. But the bottom line is they should do both. The tax issue is a huge political issue in Japan. It's something that international economists look to. That, you know, Krugman was there in Japan talking about it. Stiglitz was there. It's in the media all the time. So I think that he did the right thing to postpone it. The important thing will be that they will have to stimulate from the monetary side again in coming weeks or months. The first quarter GDP report in Japan, in the media you could read that it was better than expected, but actually if you look at it in detail, it was weak. Nominal GDP elements were not good. The only things that rose were government spending and public investment. And inventory, so everything else in the private sector was rather weak. So deflationary momentum is waning, so I think they have a good reason to stimulate now. I see.
So you are expecting more action from the BOJ. Mikio,
Absolutely, yes.
is Japan a market that you're buying or selling?
No, our overall view at the moment in Japan is neutral. We have reduced, we have taken profit in Japan earlier in the year. We are still overweight in the Japanese yen. We do like the Japanese yen even before the volatility because it's an undervalued currency. But otherwise, we have adopted a wait and see. We really want to see what they do next and how it goes.
Okay, well, let's move over to China, where MSCI is expected to make a decision in a couple of weeks on whether to include China's A shares in the index. Now, Shanghai has been rallying on the expectations of a yes decision. But what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's a bit of a Well, first of all, I do think eventually, of course, they will be included. There is a good chance that they will be also included this time, very soon. But, you know, remember that when we had the huge rally in 2014, it was also based on that expectations. and it didn't happen, and then you saw what happened in the stock market. So my investment approach would be to be relatively relaxed about such prospects and not get overly excited.
Well, are there any implications for Hong Kong should the A shares be included in the index?
Well, if the A shares are included, well, short term is very hard to guess, of course. It could go in any direction. But if the A shares are included in soon, the implication for the Hong Kong listed Chinese shares may be that you will see outflows. But that, on the other hand, is balanced by the fact that you have the Hong Kong Shenzhen linked up coming through. So it's very hard to predict how the market will respond to this.
Well, I'm also seeing that China's A shares are trading at a premium to their Hong Kong listed share. So that could, do you expect that to come into play into investors' decisions for this?
Well, probably. Look, but this is precisely the type of thing that we leave to specific managers who focus, you know, on that specific topic of the market. The way we try to assess the market, whether we like it or not, is the macro picture. And the macro picture for China, you know, and also for Hong Kong, or for some of the Hong Kong biggest share, the long term is fine, but in the short to medium term, we have still all these fundamental issues that are clouding these markets. So I think, you know, whatever happens in between is more of an opportunity and an event-driven volatility rather than a fundamental shift, and that includes inclusion in the MSCI.
Well, let's shift over to the US very quickly and take a look at the macro picture there, because one of the biggest items of interest this week is the payrolls data, which comes out later today. Now, ahead of that data, Mikhail, what is your gauge or your assessment of the health of the US economy? And, you know, what are your thoughts on a possibility of a summer rate hike?
Well, personally, I think there is quite a good chance that the Fed will move again. First of all, they have said so themselves, or Mrs. Yellen has suggested that. And if you look at the U.S. economy, even after the rate hike in December and after the global, and of course in the U.S. as well, the financial market volatility that we saw in the first weeks of this year, January and February, the U.S. economy has continued to chug along relatively stable. Now, you can complain that it's not as good as it was in previous decades, but it is stable. Like if you look at nominal GDP, it's just about 4%. It has been very stable since, and looks like it's picking up a little recently. Employment is going rather well in the U.S. Some signs that may show some seasonal weakness, but you know, overall it's pretty stable. So I think from the Fed's perspective, they do have, and the global markets have stabilized. So I think from the Fed's perspective, they have good reason to go ahead.
So we've got a crucial interest rate policy meeting in less than 2 weeks. So do you think that June is the right time for the Fed to move, or is it too soon? Are you looking more towards July?
That's a tough call. I mean, again, personally, I would prefer for them not to hike and to wait it out until really there is sufficient confidence globally. I think there are still issues in China. There is a lack of confidence in Japan. In Europe, we have the Brexit, a possible Brexit or the referendum. So there are a lot of issues on investors' minds, and maybe a rate hike now is not the right signal to send. But if it was only about the U.S. economy and the Fed theoretically cares only about the U.S. economy, then I think they could take a hike.
Great insights, Mikhail. Thanks so much for your time. That was Mikhail Kumada, Global Strategist at LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!